You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, the Fat Mac, baby, Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from the Mac City Limits, man. About to go pick up Sweets. Once again, typically, she's in some old family drama and shit. Y'all know I don't do domestics, man, you know, as far as getting involved in that shit. But I'm gonna just come pick her up, you know, take her to a movie or just take her to my crib so she can just chill out and shit. You know, she young, she immature and a motherfucker. Don't really know what life is all about right now, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna just pick my girl up and just, I don't know, man, try and ease her mind, man, you know? I know what y'all niggas are saying. Nigga, use a rest haven for hoes. Man, fuck you, man. That's my baby, man. Shit. I'll be back.
Everywhere I go, the motherfuckers gonna confide me. They smell my pussy. I think I need to start dishing more than once. Shit. Man, I ain't gonna talk to them. I'll talk to them when I calm down. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. Let them think what they wanna think. That's how I feel. Fuck them.
She was me. Here goes Sherelle. Hey, now you doing crack. Hey, now you doing blow.
I said, I put that on my motherfucking granddaddy. Ain't nobody doing crack or blow. I said, but shit, I can. She gonna start crying.
Them tears don't faze me.
I'm not kissing your ass. I'm not kissing my mama ass. I'm not kissing Linda Crawford's ass. I'm not kissing Carrie's ass. Only person I ain't get into it with in that fucking house, Kiva, is Big Mama. Big Mama ready. Big Mama ready to go. She is ready. Big Mama is ready to leave right now as we speak.
Don't care.
Yep, Granny Linda's about to get a $1,220 check from Granddaddy's death. And that's why Tisha's sitting around, because Granny about to get it Monday. And here go Tisha. I'm leaving to go to Cleveland Wednesday. Oh, bitch, you want to wait around here for the motherfucking money? Here go Granny Linda. I was going to pitch you and Carlos so y'all can start getting money for your granddaddy's death. I said, I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want no money. I don't want shit out of that motherfucker death. He gone now, so what the fuck? Shit, he took care of me when he was alive. I don't need no money. Anything I wanted, he gave it to me. I was spoiled. So what the fuck I need my granddaddy's money now that he's dead and gone? Why ain't nobody over here moving? Up here at this, I guess these people car had an accident or something. Who? Kiva Bug been trying to holler at me since I've been home. Bug been trying to talk to me since I've been home, Kiva. Talk to me like somebody fucked me. Exactly. He like, cuz, I need to come kidnap ya. Cuz, you looking good. Cuz, you this. Cuz, this cuz, motherfucker. Huh? I help Granny get her own place. I ain't got no motherfucker. I ain't never had this goddamn problem when I stayed with Big Mama. Shit, I ain't had this problem when I stayed with Granny Linda. It's just Letitia. A bitch I hate. I hate this bitch for so much anger, cuz it don't make no sense. I want to pick up that motherfucker 2x4 and knock that bitch out of my fucking head with it. I hate her, man. Do not fucking like her. I hate that she even gave birth to me. What the fuck? Why y'all didn't tell this bitch to get a fucking abortion? I'm in the car. I've been in the car with him for a minute now. I just didn't let nobody in the house know I was gone. Just left. Y'all some fat motherfuckers. Stop fucking on the motherfucking bed. That's an air mattress. That's not a motherfucking regular bed. That's an air mattress. You can't fuck rough on that bitch. Shit. He couldn't if that bitch buzzed. It should have said, no fucking rough on this bed. That's what the fuck the directions should have said. God damn it. This is an air mattress. God damn it. Motherfuckers want to bust the goddamn air mattresses. That motherfucker busted too? Nah, did y'all fuck rough on that bitch? Or y'all just some eat motherfuckers? Shit. One of y'all motherfuckers need to stop eating. And it can't be you, so Tyrone needs to stop eating. So, that bitch was fine with me and Little Man laid on it. What the fuck happened when y'all motherfuckers laid on it? God damn it, that motherfucker was fine. That motherfucker, it had that lump in it, but it was still okay. Yeah, cute and tell his ass stop eating. Shit, motherfuckers bust an air mattress. Who the fuck bust air mattress? Shit. Yeah, y'all need to hurry to get y'all a motherfucking baby. Ah, that motherfucker fucking y'all be doing. I know that baby like, God damn, daddy, what the fuck? Daddy poking me in my head? Daddy just keep poking me in my shit. Mommy, why don't you tell him to do something? Mama, tell him to eat your neck or something. Stop just poking me in my head. I'm gonna have the biggest dick out this world. That baby gonna have to, as soon as that baby, I'm gonna beat y'all ass. That baby come out with a goddamn dick. I'm like, Kiva, look at all this mother, this dick. Guess where this dick come from? Y'all fucking. Just fucking. Fucking. Shit. We know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's why that baby gonna come out with a big ass dick. Shit. Y'all damaging the goddamn baby's brain cells. The baby ain't even got here yet. I thought my goddamn kids was fucked up. That baby gonna be fucked up. Mama, I know I got some big ass eyes. Thank you to you and daddy, I got this big ass dick. I know you sexy, fool. I know you sexy. That baby just gonna have a big ass dick. That baby gonna be pretty as light skin, dark skin, but with a big ass dick right there in the middle of my head. Oh, it ain't gonna be your complexion. Oh. Bitch, you brown skin. I said brown skin, bitch. God damn it. Shit. Okay, well, I'll call you later.
This is another Mike D production.
Flip your vehicle, split your windshield, whack your baby mama, but I let the kid live. Flip your vehicle, split your windshield, whack your baby mama, but I let the kid live. Flip your vehicle, split your windshield, whack your baby mama, but I let the kid live. Flip your vehicle, split your windshield, whack your baby mama, but I let the kid live.
Smoking crack and doing blow, motherfuckers will love me for days.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? She go in the house, she come back outside. She was like, she closed my phone because I was in the process of texting or calling somebody. She closed it and I snatched my phone from her. Like, what the fuck is you doing? She was like, don't think I don't know what you doing. I said, doing what? The drugs you doing. I said, what? Smoking weed?
Right.
Popping motherfucking pills?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I said, what, motherfucking cracking, snoring? Yeah. What the fuck? I said, bitch, I bet that on my grandfather. I don't nobody smoke no crack or pop no motherfucking pills.
Right.
I mean, smoke no crack or do no motherfucking cocaine. Bitch, you got me fucked up. What the fuck? She was like, you just gonna leave? I said, hell yeah, I'm about to leave. What you want me to do? Go in this bitch and start going the fuck off? I said, I'm tired of kissing y'all motherfucking asses, motherfuckers, and you're stealing shit. That's why people don't buy me shit, because y'all motherfuckers steal. I got some goddamn family members that's goddamn thieves.
Mm.
because y'all steal. What the fuck? What y'all gotta steal for? Y'all ain't got 80 motherfucking dollars to go buy your own shit? I said, he ain't had to buy me that. He bought that for me out of fucking spite. I said, what the fuck? I said, just because y'all don't have motherfuckers that care and want to buy y'all shit, y'all want to steal from me?
Damn.
She was like, well, I don't think you should leave. I said, well, shit. She was like, I'm getting tired. I'm being here myself. I said, well, motherfucker, leave. Ain't nobody keeping you here because I'm about to go.
Right. So you still don't know who stole it or what?
No, I don't.
Damn.
Everybody in the house, I don't know. I didn't see it. It was right there on the fucking computer when everybody left for Thanksgiving. All of a sudden, the next day, it comes up missing.
High traffic. You got too many people in that house.
No, who came over there and started all that motherfucker racket was that bitch of mama of mine.
Right.
That bitch came over there and started so much shit. That shit is fucking ridiculous.
Drama, drama, drama.
Hello. Hello. Oh, I'm trying to call you. I'm trying to call the fucking stupid ass house. No, fuck them. I'm about to call them and tell them I'll be back to the house later. I'm leaving, so I won't cause no rackets in Granny Lady's fucking house. Yeah, I did. I'm about to go. Alright. Keep it by. Shit. You about to go to the grocery store?
Yup.
I'm about to stay here with that big asshole in my pants.
Where?
In the back.
For real? Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't going in there.
What you about to go get?
I was about to do some shopping and shit, because I don't have no food.
I got a big asshole in my pants.
Butt,
you could have went to go get it.
No, I'm not gonna have you sitting out here. Cause like I said, I was gonna go shopping. I was gonna be in there for like an 45 minutes maybe.
Okay, then I hear
later. No, we ain't gonna do that. That's tacky. I can go there anytime. But you hungry?
No,
I'm better. I ain't ask you that.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Alright then. What you want?
PlayStation.
Nigga!
You asked him.
I'm not going all the way to no goddamn Penn Station today.
Wherever you want to take me, get
some. All right, then. Penn Station, nigga. Penn Station do sound good while I'm playing.
Yeah,
you know what? I know what I want.
What?
Something I ain't got in a while. Sonic. You like Sonic?
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Why? Because you left?
Yep. I ain't tell nobody I was
off.
Oh. Who's this, Granny? Granny, I left because I'm not about to. I left. I'll be back later. Alright.
Oh, she let you off the hook?
Nope. She was like, yeah, I'm alright.
She ain't yell at you?
She ain't on me. I don't give a fuck. Ain't about to stress her up. Cause they want to be some stupid ass bitches. I can't stand when motherfucking my mama fuck around here and run that bitch over one day.
Hearing that ever since, man. I met you.
Nah, I want to kill her ass. I swear to God, I want to fucking just pin my fucking arm.
What is she doing?
She's fucking. I'm downstairs. My granny said this. She was like, well, I'm tired of everybody's clothes being up in my room. Shit like that. I was like, well, my shit ain't in your. I'm like, my stuff ain't in your room. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even been in your room for my stuff to be in your room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even be here like that. Either I'm motherfucking going to fucking school or I'm sleeping in a motherfucking living room. I don't fucking be in y'all rooms like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she like, well, she was like, well, we just about to clean up and get everything straight now. Where's your stuff going to be downstairs? And so shit. I was like, well, I go down there and do my own shit. I don't want nobody touching shit in my ass. So they start throwing shit in my bags that don't belong to me. So I start getting shit out of my bags, pick shit that don't belong to me. I'm throwing it in the pouch so everybody can get their shit. My sister come down there. No, my cousin come downstairs first. She was like, Tanya, you got some of my shirts or something? I said, everything that's, it was in my bag, I threw it right there in the pouch. She like, okay. She was like, well, if you see some more stuff, can you let me know? I'm like, everything that's in that pal, that's everybody's stuff. Mm-hmm. If we ain't in that pal, I don't know what to say. I said, I'm not letting nobody know nothing because I'm not in the mood of talking to nobody in this house. I'm cool. My sister come downstairs. Tanya, you seen my shirt? I said, everything that's in that pal, mm-hmm, belongs to whoever but me. She was like, I just want to know. And that's her fifth fucking time asking me, though.
Okay.
Once said, my cousin only asked me one time. This bitch fifth time. And then my mama come down there. It's that bitch fifth time asking. Mm-hmm. Then she was like, well, where you want to pick Tiny Nisha and Little Man stuff at? I said, with my clothes. I want they clothes to be with my shit. She was like, well, where you want her drawers to be? In my clothes. What the fuck else? She was like, so when you leave, we need to go. I said, I would get they clothes out. Well, before I leave, I would get they fucking clothes out so they fucking can fit on. I said, from there, my kids is not going to be staying here like that no more. Where I go, my baby's going to go. Mm-hmm. If I can't, motherfuckers can't take me and my babies, then I'm not motherfucking going. Black the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So she was like, well, where do you want Tiny Nisha drawers? In my bag with my clothes. She kept fucking doing that shit. Asked me fucking questions. She just kept fucking asking me so I could get pissed off and ticked off. My mama know how to push my fucking buttons. So she like, I ain't got time for this bullshit. Mama, where you want Tiny Nisha drops? What the fuck? I'm her motherfucking mama. How the fuck you want to ask somebody else where the fuck they want my daughter's motherfucking drawers at? And I just told you I want my fucking daughter's panties in my motherfucking bag. The lady just said she ain't want my motherfucking shit up in her motherfucking room. You know what I'm saying? When she leave and motherfucking lock her door up, how the fuck I supposed to get my daughter's drawers? The fuck? Man, y'all pissed me off with that bullshit. I just left.
Damn. Alrighty then.
I'm about to keep kissing their ass. Hey, my cousin, go in here and just. I said, I'm not about to keep kissing their ass. Mm. Not about to keep kissing their ass. Do I look like a motherfucking ass kisser? Mm. I said, I'm not fucking about to keep doing it. Monty on the motherfucking phone, dying. She laughing her motherfucking ass out. She was laughing so fucking hard, her fucking ass was crying. She like, Tanya, your ass that fucking finally got some fucking balls when you were. I said, cuz, man, I'm tired of they bullshit. That shit crazy. I said, motherfuckers take certain shit, and they can't take too much shit. You keep hitting too much shit on motherfuckers, then you gon' act. Motherfuckers gon' act like something wrong with they ass. My granny was like, is you doing some drugs or anything?
Damn.
Fuck. I might.
Why they keep asking you, are you on drugs?
Because I start acting like a motherfucking crazy in that household.
Oh.
I don't kiss they ass.
God damn.
Shit. I stop kissing they ass. I stop giving them what they want. They ask for something. Nope. I don't have it. Nope. No. No. Hmm. No. Hell no.
My God, girl.
Everybody come to me when they need something. No.
How you gonna be? You ain't got nothing.
Exactly. They expect me to go do the shit.
Right.
Here go my granny. When you was staying in Michigan, you was going to school, you was working, you was doing. I said, yep, I sure the fuck was. Mm-hmm. I said, every time I try to do it down here, it's a motherfucker right here in this fucking household trying to stop me from doing what the fuck I got to do. I said, well, nobody about to stop me from motherfucking going to school because I went to go sign up for that one.
Right.
She was like, so you don't need to do that. Nobody stop you from getting a job. I said, ain't nobody stopping me from getting a job. But every time I turn around, Sherelle's not going to watch Tiny Nisha. I mean, Sherelle's not going to watch Carlos. Sherelle's not going to watch Grandma's kids. Big mama tired of watching everybody's kids. My mama then went down there and cussed my great granny out. That bitch going straight to motherfucking hell. Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there sending my great granny through motherfucking stress and all that bullshit because she want to be a bitch.
I thought your mom's had a boyfriend.
The bitch did. She started stealing his motherfucking checks. And forging his name and all that shit. Taking money up out his bank account.
Oh, your mom's a scandalous, man.
So she wanna come over to my granny's house and make her motherfucking household miserably. Bitch, what the fuck? When I was in Michigan, why the fuck did you fucking even, why the fuck did y'all even want me to come here?
Right.
Don't get too full because your mic is shot.
For the answer to the master of the MC rap artist, no joke on the lyric, sorry to be modest. I knew I was the man with the master plan to make you wiggle and jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sink into the brink structure.
Yo, sleep on the E.
You see something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. Take a second to wreck it because you're dumb and blind. So just lounge, cause you an MC clown, go join the circus. EPMD is in town.
Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing, known to cause an illusion. Like a magician, he pulls a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm pulling more like a 44 Magnum. Nipsey Free, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. He's traveling the speed of light, but everything's motion. It's frightening. Plus the thought you're alone, you now enter dimension called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified. Plus you can't bear the thought. You and I one-on-one in the land of the lost. You start to shiver, but then you scream, my friend. You wake up muddly because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on the scene, do not try to distance. Keep your mouth shut, suck a duck, because I'm strictly business. This is the rap season where the E starts pleasing. Girls around the world, no need to be skeezing. When I roll, I stroll. Cool, always pack a two just in case. My brother acts a fool, I got the energy to put the girls in the frenzy. Put in shock when I ride, giving up, I'm not stingy. Make sure I don't bore when I'm on the dance floor. Get busy, boy, like you never saw before. Ron Flow, good to go. After the show, I pull your whole boy. Ron Flow, good to go. After the show, I pull your whole boy. Ron Flow, good to go. After the show, I pull your whole boy. Ron Flow, good to go. After the show, I'll pull your whole boy. Yo, you sniff blow? Hell no, I got my whole life ahead of me. No time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start riffing. So I stay A-OK, cause I'm the E, the R-I-C-K.
MCs look me in my face, then their eyes get weak. Pulse rate descends, heart rate increases. It's like, beam me up, Scotty. I control your body, I'm as deadly as AIDS when it's time to rock a party. In all due respect, when I say my check, let a sucker slide once, then I break his neck. So when I say jump, you reply hi hi. Cause I'm taking no prisoners, so don't play hero and die. Cause you're a soldier, and I'm a Green Beret. I do not think twice about the MCs I slay. So if you want a battle, I highly recommend this. Bring your dog, mom, and dad, because I'm strictly business.
Yo, yo, you still picking on that four-leaf clover, bringing the Sandman, sucker, because it's over. My name is Eric Sermon, and I'm back again. I see their heads still turning, and my so-called friends, they smile on my face, behind my back, they talk trash, mad and stuff, because they don't have cash, like the E-double, or the PMD. You drive the Corvette, I drive a Samurai Suzuki, I'm a locksmith, with the key to fame, never hire myself. Always stay the same, pray a lot because I'm hot like a horse I trot. I run the track and back, fatigue, no I'm not.
Well I'm the mellow, the fellow, the one who likes to say hello to a fly girl that is good to go. With the slow tempo and the orpy rhyme flow. Cause when I am in action, there is no time for action or relaxing. Just subtracting and reacting on a sucker MC who mouth keep on yapping and flapping. I lose my cool, then I start slapping and smacking you on the roll. Then I'll be start japping and capping, no time to lounge, I'm packing and strapping. At my point of attack, I saw at you like an eagle. I'm a sheriff and fighting is illegal. So when I'm in town, I highly recommend this.
Just got to chill because I'm strictly business.
Just got to chill because I'm strictly business. Just got to chill because I'm strictly business.
fuck if you had it? What the? Bitch, why you call me? She was like, I just can't do it. I can't. I'm not about to fuck up my relationship with Mr. with Tony to go over there and motherfucking take mama where she got to go and do this and do that. What you come to, you need to come back home, like, bitch, I'm home, but you want to be all up in the motherfucking, bitch, take your ass back over there with them niggas shit that you stole.
Do you want her back? Shit.
Man, he don't even know if she stole this shit. Keep fucking with me. I'm a snitch on her ass.
How the hell you don't know his bank account low?
Because he don't. That's how much money he got. He's a rich nigga.
Oh,
he
man.
Got bread.
That's crazy.
That nigga don't know when his shit gets stole. That's why I said this motherfucker.
She must be taking some small amounts.
Dumbest nigga I know.
I want to eat my food now.
We gonna have to go in.
No, you can eat it right here. If you wanna go in, it's up to you.
I don't wanna go in, I gotta hold it.
That's what I'm saying.
I want a number 3.
Number 3?
Yep. I don't see the drinks.
Drinks is over here. Iced teas, flavored teas.
Iced tea.
Want a sweet iced tea?
Yeah.
Bacon, cheeseburgers, toaster, chicken club, toaster. Yeah, let me get a number 3 combo with a medium with an iced tea.
Would you like mustard or onions on it?
Huh? Yes.
Fried sauce and onion rings.
What?
Onion rings.
Onion rings?
And is that seafood or sweet?
Sweet.
Sweet.
And yeah.
Yeah, also let me get a number 2.
Large
with no tomato, no mayonnaise.
Okay, what number was that again?
Number 2.
You say no what on there?
No tomato, no mayonnaise. With a Diet Coke. And also, let me get a Chicken Club toaster sandwich.
I'm sorry, what's the number 2 of that? Fries, sauce, onion ring.
Fries.
You said Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicken Club toaster sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
17,
17,
the title on the
car,
how did
you tell me? What'd she say? I don't know what she said. I just heard her say
17, 17,
the
title. Uh-huh. I'm like, why is she coming back here knowing all the drama?
What's she gonna talk about? What you gonna leak money for? So you gonna do something bad? My bitch, I'm going with Big Mike because that's about the only person that keep me the fuck off of you. You close your fucking eyes, bitch. I might take your life. Bitch, you're going to take my Jordans.
What you take them? What you mean take them?
She stole my Jordans.
Your mom stole
yes.
the Jordans?
I had to fucking find them in the house because she was about to go fucking sell them.
Your mom's got a habit?
I don't know if that bitch smoking crazy. She used to blow, fucking do blow.
Yeah, she got a habit, man. I mean, if she's stealing your shoes, come on.
She gonna steal my motherfucking Jordans. My Jordans, Mike. My auntie was like, damn, they stealing your MP3 player, your Jordans. I said, bitch, I came down here. These motherfuckers don't want me to have shit. I said, man, when I was up in motherfucking Michigan, I had my MP3 player. I can leave my motherfucking MP3 player downstairs on the motherfucking charger. You couldn't pay my niece and nephews to touch my shit.
Right.
Because they would get their ass spanked. Them motherfuckers, my little cousin, at my granny's house, who I was raised with,
mm-hmm.
he won't touch my shit. He would get his ass beat. The rest of the motherfuckers... I don't, whoever in the house stole my fucking MP3 player, except my kids and my little cousin.
Right. Ooh-wee.
And that bitch think I'm about to go get Mother Letitia tatted on me? Bitch!
Oh, for real?
She was like, when you gonna go get my tattoo name? Like, bitch, never in your motherfucking life.
Why she so preoccupied with you getting
her name tatted on me?
Right.
That bitch can't never get her motherfucking, her neck can't never reach my motherfucking body. Here go my granny. Regardless, that's still your mother. When the fire start boiling over, she's still gonna be in your corner. That bitch ain't never been in my motherfucking corner. Keep that bitch away from me.
Well, so you still keep saying Bug, your own cousin? He your first cousin or second cousin?
Bug is my second cousin.
Oh, okay, all right. Trying to holler at you?
Yeah. On that shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck? He like, cuz, I need to come and kidnap you, cuz. You done got bad, cuz. He on the phone with his god brother. I used to fuck with his god brother when I was 14.
Right.
His god brother was 18. I used to fuck with his god brother back in the day. His god brother got his god brother called him. He was like, man, you should see Tanya. Man, you seen Tanya? Man, you should motherfucking see Tanya. Her little ass done got thick, bruh. She a dime piece, bruh. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Josh. I said, Josh Flowers? No, Josh, did we run over there on camera? You brought it here. I'm like, I'll tell him what's up. Mm-hmm. He like, man, she, cuz, drop that. I didn't got back. What the mm-hmm. fuck, nigga? I've been hearing it the whole ride. We've been riding with you, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm your little cousin, motherfucker. He like, cuz, I'm gonna have to call you on some other shit, cuz. What the fuck, where they do that at?
So he is, how's he related to you?
He my cousin, but he's my cousin Guga's son.
Okay, yo cousin.
His mama is my cousin.
Okay, alright. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
We. I got some crazy shit going on in the fam.
Fam, that ain't the motherfucker. Where I cool. Okay, wait till my daddy get out. So I could be like, daddy, look, this what you bust the nut in and presume me to this motherfucker shit right here. You see this shit, daddy? Do you see this shit? Mm-hmm. The fuck?
Shit, you was mad at your daddy. Shit, what you talking about?
Yes, I am mad at him.
Because
he's
going to
sit here and motherfucking take a motherfucking thing that he didn't fucking do. I don't know if he did it or not. But God damn it, I was here and he going to fucking go to jail. My auntie going to take
that ain't what you was mad at. You was mad at because he didn't call you his daughter or some shit.
That too.
Okay. My, my, my.
Fuck them. Fuck my parents. I ain't got no parents. About to cut my hair.
Been hearing that forever.
Well, I am.
You gonna look crazy with your hair cut.
I'll go get some money.
When you getting your hair cut?
Okay, cut.
When you not? We're not on that shit. We're not gonna let you get your hair cut.
I hate that bitch with a fucking passion. I swear. Ooh. She about the stupidest motherfucker I know, man. My granny sitting there taking her fucking side. I feel you. You trying to get a bond with your motherfucking daughter. Mm-hmm. But when she come over here and start fucking with motherfuckers that's helping you to fuck out. Mm-hmm. When she gone to fucking Cleveland, where she gonna go this Wednesday and get that ass whooped, she better not motherfucker call me, because I ain't coming to no motherfucking rescue. Bitch, they need to beat your ass. Because you're fucking with everybody's nigga because you want to be a hoe. But when you want to sit there, when my granny want to take a motherfucking side that's fucking with motherfuckers that's trying to help you, I'm gone. I told my granny and my cousin, I'm going to a fucking shelter. Mm-hmm. Not fucking stand here.
Oh, shit. Who's going to beat her ass?
One of them bitches up there in Cleveland. Because she about to go up there and stay with the motherfucker's husband.
Ooh.
And she's about a stupid bitch. And who called me when I was arguing with her? Chris called me while I was arguing with her. He gonna talk about, don't call your mama no bitch. Mm-hmm. I said, she a bitch. And you a bitch for telling me not to call her a bitch, bitch. He like, you got me fucked up. This ain't your mama. Fuck you and the motherfucking boat you ran up on. Why the fuck are you calling me? I done came to the conclusion, you crazy. I done came to the conclusion, you need to leave me the fuck alone.
You killing me with that.
I'm tired of motherfuckers. I'm so tired of them. It's fucking crazy.
Just like you said you was done with Chris. You ain't done with Chris.
I said I was done with Cedric. I don't fuck with Chris like that. I talk to him here and there. I don't fuck with him.
We'll see.
Cedric called my motherfucking phone yesterday. I had my brother's friend answer the phone. Because I asked today. Because I erased his number on my phone. And I didn't know who it was. It was a 460 number. And I asked him, I'm like, hello? He like, what up? I said, oh, hell no. I said, motherfucker, didn't I tell you stop calling me? Yeah, for real. I said, motherfucker, I'm so fucking serious, it's ridiculous. I said, when you tell my daughter to tell me to suck your dick, that's when you gonna start buying shit. I said, motherfucker, you done lost so motherfucking much respect. It's ridiculous. I said, I ain't got no motherfucking respect for you. And I hung up in his face because he was trying to say something. And I hung up. He called back. And my brother's friend was like, let me see it. Let me answer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, fuck that, because this going to bring heat. You know what I'm saying? More heat. He like, man, let me answer the phone. I'm like, no. So I push you north. I'm like, fuck you here. He like, hello? Mm-hmm. And I guess Cedric said something. He like, man, she busy. And then she said, don't call her motherfucking phone no more.
Sorry about your way.
Nobody, and I'm sure not the type that'll kiss anybody's ass. I lay and say what I say. All due respects to Tim and Devontae for making a track that's fat. Now it's time to get paid. So pass the J and let's get blown away.
Shaking their ass left to right. I'm having some fun. I've got my gun. No need for rat-tat-tat-tat. Roll up that joint.
floor, shaking the ass left to right. I'm having some fun, I've got my gun. No need for rat tat tat tat, roll up fast one. They said that it's a party tonight, and there will be hoes shaking their ass left to right. I'm having some fun, I've got my gun. No need for rat tat tat tat, roll up fast one. They said that it's a party tonight.
So real life shit, nigga.